DW.
So, Anne-Sophie, you just returned from your vacation in Bali, and we now finally don't have to be jealous of your wonderful Instagram pictures of beaches and sunsets whilst we're here in Bonn in the cold and snow recently as well. Your vacation looked amazing, but you also found there's a darker side to the picture-perfect scenery of Bali. Plastic trash. Tell us more.
Yeah. I mean, I may be super tanned and rested and happy, but I'm still also kind of in shock when it comes to all the plastic trash I've seen. I mean, I knew Bali has been battling a plastic pollution problem ever since this video of a British diver called Rich Horner, who was swimming through a sea of plastic off the coast of Bali, went viral last spring. But I kind of thought, well, that must be an exception, right? I mean, I thought he probably purposefully went somewhere where plastic trash is being thrown into the sea to make a point. I thought there's no way that all of Bali's waters look like that. But the sad answer is they often do, especially during rainy season, which was going on when I was there. And I went snorkeling and diving myself, both on some of Bali's islands, like Nusa Penida and Nusa Lembongan. They're famous for diving, as well as the Gili Islands. That's a tourist hotspot of Lombok. And I sometimes saw more plastic bags swimming in the ocean than actual fish. And oh, wow. I've never encountered anything like this before. I mean, I've been diving in a lot of places around the world, from Egypt to South Africa to Thailand and Australia and Fiji and Mexico. And I've never seen turtles nibbling on plastic trash until diving in Bali. And that was such a devastating sight. I mean, I actually teared up underwater and collected so much plastic trash that I couldn't carry it on my own anymore. And I had to keep swimming back through the boat and like dispose of it and then go down again. And it was insane.
That's horrible. It sounds really emotional, actually, as well. Where's all the plastic coming from?
It's hard to say. I mean, Bali is located in the middle of the Indonesian through flow. That's a current that streams from the Pacific Ocean into the Indian Ocean through the Straits of Indonesia. So that means that plastic waste could either be local or it could be brought in from as far as the Pacific Ocean, depending on the currents. But it's most likely that the trash comes from Indonesia, which is currently the second largest plastic polluter in the world, right after China. And the problem is that the plastic trash in the ocean also moves depending on the currents. So one day a specific dive site could be totally littered with trash, and the next day the waters could be crystal clear again because the currents just transported the plastic elsewhere. And that makes cleaning up the ocean really hard as well, because you just never know where the plastic is.
And that's obviously a huge problem. So what's actually being done about it? Is anything being done about it?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the Balinese are aware of their plastic problem. Last year, officials in Bali declared a garbage emergency across 6 kilometers of the island's beaches. They deployed around 700 cleaners and 35 trucks. On some days, they actually collected up to 100 tons of rubbish, which is crazy. You can see signs offering beach cleanups everywhere. So basically, they're asking volunteers, tourists, locals, whoever wants to meet up in the early morning hours to collect all of the plastic trash that has been washed onto the beaches during the high tide. And you wouldn't believe it, but in the morning, the beaches are covered in plastic trash, and to the point that sometimes you can't even see the sand anymore. It's really, really crazy. And most bars and restaurants don't have any plastic straws. They give you reusable bamboo or metal straws instead, which I thought was really cool. But the problem is you can still buy plastic bottles everywhere. And given that you can't drink the tap water in Bali, you see them lying around everywhere on the beaches, in the water. And the problem really comes down to awareness, I would say, because many tourists simply don't seem to care and don't dispose of their plastic trash properly. And more NGOs and collectives are actually trying to change that. So recently there was a Berlin Sprayer collective, the One Up Crew, that created the first 3D coral graffiti of the island of Nusa Penida, where I also was. And they teamed up with several NGOs dedicated to coral reef conservation and environmental change to create an underwater coral graffiti, which is supposed to draw attention to the worldwide coral die-off and also the problem of plastic pollution. They created it by putting this grit into the water and breeding corals on it. And that's kind of a neat idea to tap into Bali's sort of overly present Instagram hype to maybe feature some of, you know, some environmental news instead of just sexy sunset swing photos.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The thing that's interesting here, actually, is that they've obviously seen that there's a big problem and started making changes there. Now that you've been face to face with that, have you been thinking about plastic differently since you've come back? Has that left an impact on you?
I think I've always sort of thought about plastic as an issue, but just seeing it underwater like that and so prevalent and in a way that I've never thought possible really shocked me. And it just made me realize that we're beyond the point that I thought we would be in, and that it, something needs to be done. And I think me personally, yeah, of course, I can cut down on plastic more. But I think seeing all these clueless and carefree tourists just throwing their trash everywhere and just littering and being more busy taking their little selfie underwater than to maybe like save a turtle from dying, that kind of was what frustrated me when it comes to just humanity in general. It was just really, I kind of came back jaded and angry.
Yeah, I mean, following this so much and reporting on this, you start thinking about it anyway, but I think coming like face to face and sort of actually seeing just how much makes a huge impact. I've come across so many surfers and divers and other people that are really involved with the oceans that have just been totally changed by actually witnessing that firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, if you see a little turtle nibbling on a plastic bag, it just, my heart died. Like, it's horrific. It's just devastating.
DW,